Yes, good morning to you all again. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I would like to speak some more on the Holy Spirit, on being filled with the Spirit, as we had 2 days ago. Yesterday morning we had a family sharing with and I would like to speak some this morning on the verse there that was read off yesterday morning. It says, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me." So the question that comes to mind here is, what does it mean to humble ourselves as a little child? We are often reminded, both in God's word and the reality of life, that children are oftentimes an example of a, in many ways, they're an example of the fallen Adamic nature, of the fallen nature of Adam, in that they don't have to be very old until one can see that they are intent on taking care of themselves, as far as, you know, pulling toys to themselves and protesting when they do not get their way and so on. So I don't think that that is what Jesus means when he is saying that we should become like little children. I don't think that he means that we should become selfish. But rather than what does he mean, and I have to think sometimes of the character traits of children. And one is that a child has a hard time hiding and putting on a front. He has a hard time, a child has a hard time being deceiving. Now, sometimes as they get older, if they are not trained correctly, a young or an older child and a young adult can become quite skilled at deceiving. But I'm mostly looking at a little 2-year-old maybe, or 3-year-old. They often have great difficulty in hiding their feelings. You know, if they're sour, you can usually plainly see it on their face. If they're sweet, you can see it. If they're hurt, you can see it. If they're joyful, you can see it. If they're fearful. And so I think that's one of the things that we need to be keep in mind as we think about becoming as little children, so that we can fit into God's kingdom, so that we can fit in. In other words, how it says, not only to enter in, but to also to remain in the kingdom. We are not of the type of thinking that would say that once one has entered into the kingdom, that he's now safe and cannot ever be removed from the kingdom and be lost again, but rather we would say that in this life it takes an entering into the kingdom, and then it also takes a remaining of being faithful. So I think both is true here. Both to enter into the kingdom, we need to become as little children, And also, as part of being faithful, as part of the sanctifying process that God does in our hearts, would require staying as little children. We have many examples in history about people being as little children and then later on in life becoming proud and haughty men and therefore forfeiting the blessing of God. I think of Saul as one. God said to him after he had spared Agag the king and had disobeyed God's command there, God told him, when thou wast little in thine own eyes, not sure what the wording is, but basically what it's saying is, when thou wast little in thine own eyes, God could pour his blessing out upon his life. But when he became confident of himself, when he started looking at himself as a great king, as someone who is capable of figuring out his own choices in life and making the best choices upon his own reasoning, that is when great men fall. When they lose that childlike faith in Jesus Christ, when they lose that dependency on the Word of God and on, that dependency on Jesus to lead them in this life. When they have the feeling after they experienced brokenness and they were received into the kingdom, when at a later date one becomes confident and becomes, in a sense, proud and arrogant, and he loses his hunger and thirst for God and feels like he can continue with the grace of the past and no longer sees it necessary to press into the kingdom and to seek the heart and the will of God. So that is what I see in this verse here in becoming as little children. Both in entering in, it takes an exposure. It takes a doing away with the facade. It takes a brokenness. It takes honesty. It takes an uncovering of who we really are. It takes a cry that says, I'm not able to do this. It takes a heart posture that says, I need something outside of myself in order to attain this heavenly goal. And those are the people that reach out in faith and are looking and searching for Jesus Christ. And those are the people that look to the Lord for their strength. Is the people that feel their need, the people that are helpless in and of themselves, and who do not draw from their own confidence and seek to please God from their own strength. So as we continue to seek the Lord, as we continue to walk with Him, it takes a continuation of these things as well. A continuation of searching our heart to see whether we be in the faith. A continuation of being honest before all men. You know, it's not an easy thing for a 20-year-old Christian, I'm talking about a 20 years being a Christian, and being a having positions of honor in the church, possibly being a Bible study leader, maybe being a preacher, maybe being an evangelist. It's not easy for such a person to confess his struggles and his faults, to especially to those that would be considered his disciples or those under him. But I think God's spirit, the word of God says that God dwells with a humble and a contrite heart. And that means someone who is broken, someone who is honest, and someone who is willing to acknowledge where he is, where he really is. And so that blesses me to think of this. It's an encouragement to my heart to just look at my little children. I have a 3-year-old daughter, and just to watch her and to realize that it's okay to be honest. It's okay to not have to put on a facade so that we look good in front of our Christian peers, so to speak, but rather that we can carry that heart of brokenness and humility throughout our Christian life, and we can time and time again come to that precious cross of Jesus Christ and lay our burdens down and be healed, and to experience the grace of God afresh, that healing oil of Jesus Christ pouring into our broken wounds as we seek to break our hearts before the Lord. So I would like to encourage you in this way to seek to become as little children. I do not believe that this means that we need to become passive and just allow the world to run all over us and to take advantage of us and to crowd us into silence and to crowd us into no longer having the courage to speak up for Jesus Christ. As we see the children of Israel many a time surrendered to that, where their enemies started to crowd them instead of them being victorious over their enemies. And so, but I think of the statement, meekness is not weakness. Meekness and brokenness, there is power, and the authority of Jesus Christ is in meekness and brokenness. So God bless you as you reflect on this truth of God's word. Hope to share with you some more tomorrow.